Red-handed, $6 million Biden family deal was with Yi Jianming, who had ties to a spy-linked United Front group. By Christina Wong on January 25, 2022. A Chinese global energy company linked to a Chinese intelligence operation sent close to $6 million to Hunter Biden in 2017, according to the explosive new book Red-Handed: How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win by Peter Schweitzer. The firm, now defunct, was led by Yi Jianming, a wealthy and connected Chinese businessman who was chairman and majority owner of the global energy company, SFC China Energy. Biden had developed a close working relationship with Yi on a number of fronts. Their relationship began around the end of 2015, when Joe Biden was still vice president. Associates of Yi and Biden, including the then Serbian foreign minister, brokered the connection between the two men, Biden and Yi. Hunter Biden would tell his then partner Tony Bobulinski in text messages dated October 14, 2017, that he spoke with Yi on a regular basis and that they had a once-a-week call. Biden would also become Yi's personal counsel in the U.S., essentially an employee and representative for the Chinese global energy chairman in the U.S. In brief, Hunter Biden was now the U.S. representative for an intelligence and military-linked Chinese company that was supporting voices calling for an aggressive military posture against the United States and its allies, Schweitzer writes. Yi had a number of ties to Chinese military intelligence. SFC was housed in a complex in Shanghai's French Concession section, an area primarily controlled by China's military. One of Yi's early business partners was the granddaughter of one of the founders of China's military, Marshal Yi Jianying. Yi had also built his business by acquiring assets from a former People's Liberation Army, PLA, officer closely linked with Chinese military intelligence, Li Changxing. Yi was also the deputy secretary general of either the China Association for International Friendly Contract, KAFC, or its Shanghai branch from 2003 to 2005. KAFC is funded by Chinese PLA intelligence. In addition, there were Chinese military officers affiliated with Yi's company who also had ties to the PLA National Defense University. SFC also funded a related non-profit think tank called the China Energy Fund Committee, whose analysts would advocate for using military force in the South China Sea. Another SFC subsidiary called for Taiwan's reunification with mainland China. Schweitzer writes, Yi was at the center of Beijing's economic strategy. His firm, SFC, saw itself as playing an important and central role in advancing China's Belt and Road Initiative, which was designed to expand Chinese economic and political influence worldwide. Accordingly, SFC was also an oil supplier to the People's Liberation Army. Hunter Biden worked with Yi and his associates with the hopes of developing SFC into a global energy company with vast energy holdings in countries like Oman, Romania, Colombia, and Luxembourg. But SFC also had ambitions in the U.S., which provided the opportunity for the $6 million payment. SFC had plans to invest in U.S. infrastructure and set up two entities to make that happen, Hudson West 4 and Sinohawk. Hunter Biden and his uncle James Biden was involved in running those efforts. Hunter Biden hired Tony Bobulinski, an experienced financial manager. In 2017, Hunter Biden made plans to house his businesses, one of his father's offices for the Biden Foundation, and SFC together in an office space in Washington. For his new office mates, Hunter listed Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, Gong Wendong, Chairman Yi SFC emissary. Hunter wrote in an email on September 21, 2017, I would like the office signed to reflect the following: the Biden Foundation Hudson West, SFC US. The lease will remain under my company's name, Rosemont Seneca. Dong not only had notable ties to those embedded in Chinese intelligence and foreign influence operations, according to Schweitzer, but he also was the chief financial officer at the Beijing-based Radiance Property Holdings, which was tied to the Chinese government's United Front foreign influence operations. The firm, now called Radiance Holdings, is controlled and run by Lam Ting Kung, a businessman with deep connections to United Front groups linked to Chinese intelligence. Lam was also a member of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, a high-ranking Communist Party advisory body that is also a central component of the Chinese government's United Front efforts. Schweitzer writes, according to a U.S. federal government commission, United Front organizations often serve as covers for Chinese intelligence operations. The money soon began to flow, Schweitzer writes. Over 2017, SFC sent Hunter Biden close to $6 million. Furthermore, by July 2017, SFC began making interest-free, forgivable loans to the Biden family. SFC executive Zhao Running wrote that $5 million was intended as money lent to the BD family, not just Hunter Biden. This $5 million loan to the BD, Biden, family is interest-free, Zhao wrote. Schweitzer notes that interest-free loans provide tremendous leverage because the lender can demand its money back if it is displeased by any action. In August 2017, SFC Infrastructure Investment LLC sent Hunter Biden's law firm, Owasco, $100.000. 4 days later, the firm wired $5 million to another entity controlled by Yi, which then started sending regular payment to Owasco. Biden then transferred $1.4 million of that money to a firm called Lionhall Group, which was controlled by his uncle James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden. On September 8, 2017, Hunter Biden and Dong applied for a line of credit, making James and Sarah authorized users for credit cards on the account. They then bought $100,000 in luxury items. When the SFC infrastructure fund known as Hudson West later folded, a Chinese assistant to Hunter Biden wrote him, "Whatever money from Hudson West, please take them. Take as much as possible or figure out a way to spend them for your own benefits, just take it and keep as much as possible." Red Handed was published by HarperCollins. Schweitzer is the president of the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News.